It's time now for Starting Lineup, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time, more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Let's take a look at the Hayden lineup. Second-ranked team at 3A, 5-0 on the season, coached by Carvell Reynoldson in year number 3, 31-19 is his overall record. He'll go with Avery Grinner, a 5'6 senior, Lauren Santrum, 6-foot senior, 8 points, 3 assists in a block a game. Clea Fulton, 5'6 junior, 11 points, 4 assists, and 3 steals a contest. Riley Meyer, 6-foot junior, 16 points.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, it's time now for Starting Lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. It's Grunert, Sandstrom, Fulton Meyer, Greco for Hayden, Pete Kermer, Bennett, DeWitt, Shively for Emporia High. That's Emporia High in their blacks, white lettering in the white and red trim, and Hayden in the home whites with the navy lettering and the navy trim. Hayden across the chest. Emporia High has Emporia across the chest. As it's Peak and Sandstrom, and the tap is controlled and picked up by Sandstrom here. Low post left side. Laid it up over Emporia High, and Hayden has the early advantage. 2-0, just 15 seconds in. Here's Shively in the right corner, and a foul on Hayden. It's going to go against Fulton. Fulton's first, team foul number 1 on Hayden, and that's going to be big here in this game, is foul trouble. And Fulton already with her first personal foul, as Sandstrom gets Hayden on the board. As Emporia High moving from right to left, as I view it here, courtside from Hayden High School. There's Addie Kermer in between the rings at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Shively here near wing. AJ over to Bennett. Wide open right wing, a 3. Switched it home. And that's a Valiant Fiber 3. Valiant Fiber. Always available, always reliable, and always fast. And Emporia High leads it 3-2, 40 seconds in. Here from Hayden. Clea Fulton brings it. Deflected pass. Almost stolen by Shively. Emporia High gets it. Almost had it. Here's Greco at the right elbow. Now here's Grunert. Grunert kicks it out right into the stands across the way. And a turnover by Hayden. And turnover is going to be big in this one. That's the first turnover against the homestanding Hayden Wildcats. Emporia High leads it 3-2 as we near a minute in. As Hayden applies some full court pressure. Here's Bennett, bounce pass to Peak into the right side full court. Kermer, left wing, Addy looking to attack. Takes to the cup left side and got it to go. And Kermer with her first points of 2024. And Emporia High leads it 5-2. 6:43 to play here in the opening quarter. Emporia High brings it as Fulton with a crazy cross court pass to Grunner, right corner of 3. It's an air ball. Rebound picked up by Meyer. And stolen by Emporia High. Bennett, now we're going to have a jump ball. The possession's going to Emporia High. As we had, we were off air for a couple of seconds. As Dan Courtright communicating with me back at the KVOE studios. As Emporia High brings it up across the timeline. Here's Ryan Peak, a 18-footer from the left baseline. No, rebound Kermer. Here, and a steal by Fulton. Fulton, the 1-on-3, gets to the Meyer. Low post right side, lays it up and in. And Meyer taking it all the way, and the bigs are taking over. And Hayden has pulled within one. 5-4, 6:05 to play, opening quarter. Here's Kermer, top the key. Addy dribbling to her right, rocking some turquoise shoes here to start the new year. Here's Shively against Fulton. Shively gets it to Emil Bennett at the top of the key. In between the circles, Greco's on her. Bounce pass to DeWitt at the free throw line. At the left elbow, now Ryan Peak. Fake the shot from the right side. Takes it to the cup. Blocked shot by Sandstrom. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to stay with Emporia High. 5:40 to play, opening quarter. Lady Spartans up one at 5-4. Bennett to trigger into the right of her own bucket, moving from left to right to left. Here's Addie Kermer, right wing. Addie at the free throw line, takes a 15-footer straight on. It's short. Rebound, Shively. And rebound out of bounds. Off Emporia High. It'll go to Hayden, and they'll play it across the way. If you heard it in pregame with Coach Dorsey, you got to bring out that fire they had in the second half of that game against Great Bend back on December 15th. Here's Norma Greco dribbling with a right-handed dribble across the timeline. Mill Bennett's on her at the top. Here's a Meyer screen. Ryan Peake stripped it away, but it's a tie-up, and the possession arrow will keep it with Hayden. As a good job by Minnie at the top of the key, trying to poke that ball away and drawing the tie-up. 5:14 to play here, opening quarter. 5-4 Emporia High. Here's Grunner, gets it, and a deflected pass. It's stolen by Emporia High as DeWitt with it at the right elbow. Into Brian Peake, right-handed layup is up and good. DeWitt with the assist, and Ryan Peake with her first basket. Emporia High's up 3. 7-4, 3 minutes in a trap, and they're going to get Emporia High with a foul as Grunner was fouled by Bennett. Bennett's first, team foul number one on the Lady Spartans. As I know I'm going solo, but running the iPad and keeping track of everything, it is going to be a fun one here. Fulton inbound into the backcourt to Norma Greco. Greco has Emporia High with a man-to-man loose as Hayden lost it. It's stolen by Emporia High. Here, DeWitt lost a handle, got it back. Here is Kermer. Kermer right wing. One of the Emporia High fans said, hit it. I know Kermer can shoot. Here's Ryan Peake, left wing. Ryan looking to feed it. 4.5 to play here, opening quarter. 7-4 Emporia High as Ryan Peake lost the handle. It's picked up by Grunner. Or Hayden, and Grunner was a part of that state championship golf team for Hayden back in the fall. They get it as Fulton had no one home there, and a turnover by Hayden. Tegan Baker checks in for the first time for Emporia High. Ryan Peake will sit down, also Kyla Herkinson. Tegan Baker, 5'6 senior, and Kyla Herkins, a 5'9 senior. As Bennett and I believe Shively out. Bennett's out. Also checking in for Hayden is Reagan Hushner, 5'6 senior. Baker straight on a three. No, it's short. Rebound Sandstrom, and she stepped on the baseline as Kermer went to the floor. Kermer and Sandstrom played travel ball together for Week Stay Elite, so the three was missing, and the rebound went out of bounds off of Sandstrom, and it stays with Emporia High. Emporia High inbounds. Here is Kermer. I believe Fulton out. Grunner out for Hayden. 3:52 to play here, opening quarter, 7-4 Emporia High. Here is A.J. Shively, kicks out, Herkins right wing. Now Liv Baker at the top. Tegan needs some help, hands it off to Kermer, who looks to attack against Hushner. Kermer looking to attack, floater on the way from 10. She hit it. Kermer with 4, and Emporia High with its large lead of the game at 5. At 9-4, Carvel Reynoldson wants time. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here. And Emporia High just finding a way to bring that fire here early in the going. Fantasy entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. And can't listen to the game, follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Cash Saver and Country Mart. Once again, I want to thank John Northport for providing us with transportation to tonight's game. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John Northport. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. As Emporia High, as Emil Bennett came back in for Emporia High, Shively sat down after the timeout. 3:33 to play here in the first quarter, 9-4 Lady Spartans, as Hayden will bring it up. It is Fulton, Sandstrom, Meyer, Greco, Hushner for Hayden, as Hushner didn't even play in that first matchup against Emporia High. Hushner gets to the Meyer, top of the key, and Emporia High just bringing the pressure, and, you know, Carolyn Dorsey's going to press it all night. Greco, left wing three, no. Rebound picked up by Hushner. And a shot missing by And a shot missed by Hayden, and Emporia High has it, 9-4. Lady Spartans, 2:55 to play. DeWitt at the top. DeWitt right wing, or at the right elbow, out to Kermer, right wing. Addy looking to feed it. Addy going to direct traffic. 3 seconds inside on Emporia High. As Bella Reed will check in for the first time for Hayden. She is a 5'7 junior, as Norma Greco will sit down. 2:45 to play here, opening quarter, 9-4 Emporia High. Emporia High with its largest lead of the game. Hayden led 2-0, which was, that was their only lead. And going to the cup, right side is Bella Reed. Bella Reed had 2 points in that meeting on December 8th, and it's 9-6. Emporia High, DeWitt to the cup, left side, blocked by Santrum, but Lexi DeWitt will shoot 2 free throws. It'll be a block on Santrum. That is Sandstrom's first. Team foul number 2 on Hayden, and that will send Lexi DeWitt to the free throw line. Lexi on the season, only 2 for 3 for the senior. The first one up is pinballing in, and DeWitt has her first point of the night, shyly at the table. As Emporia High back up 4 and trying to get back up 5. Second one on the way, hit them both. DeWitt will sit down and Shively will re-enter. Good minutes from Bulldog Jr. And yes, Carolyn Dorsey and I have said, she's got that Bulldog mentality. And, if you can compare her to Allie Baker, Tegan Baker's older sister, who graduated in 2021. Here's Sandstrom at the top. Shively's on her. Fulton in the Meyer. Meyer right baseline against Herfkins. Meyer still in traffic, and they get a foul on Herfkins. Lauren, or Kyla's first. Team foul number 2 on Emporia High. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Emporia High leads it 11-6. Norma Greco back in for Hayden as Bella Reed will sit out. Emporia High tangles with Kermer, Shively, Herfkins, Bennett, and Baker. Fulton triggers it into Sandstrom, going to go play at Rockhurst next year. Here's Meyer, left corner, takes the 3, and it's short. Rebound picked up by Kermer for Emporia High. Emporia High looking to go up more here. Here's Bennett at the top. Now the A.J. Shively, entry pass into Baker at the left elbow, out to Bennett right wing. Mini against Greco. Bounce pass to Herkins here near wing. They try to feed it in. Here's Baker in the left corner against Fulton. Baker lost the handle, still lost it, and she couldn't let it go out of bounds, and a turnover by Emporia High. As Peak and DeWitt back in. Kermer will get a breather as we are under 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. As Bella Reed back in for Fulton. 1:24 to play here in the first quarter. Lady Spartans up 5, 11-6. And for Emporia High, that was turnover number 5 on the evening. Each team with 5 turnovers. Here's Meyer, double team. Meyer looking to direct traffic. Kyla Herkins almost poked away, and they're going to get Kyla with a foul, and that is Kyla's second. Team foul number 3 on Emporia High here in quarter number 1. Just a simple bump there, and Kermer immediately off the Emporia High bench. Kermer was on the bench for 15 seconds as Kermer comes in for Herkins, who just picked up number 2. Hushner to inbound to the right of her own bucket as Hayden moves from left to right. Inbounds, and they threw it into the backcourt, and it might go all the way. It was a full court heave by Hushner and a turnover by Hayden. And Reagan Hushner, like I mentioned, did not play in that first game against Emporia High back on December 8th. And quickly off the Carvel Reynolds Hayden bench will be Fulton. And Sandstrom will take a seat. 1:08 to play here in the first quarter. Lady Spartans up 11-6. Kermer brings it up the floor. Here is Ryan Peake, a minute to play. Shively, a right elbow shot on the way. It's off the back iron, missing. The rebound picked up by Hushner for Hayden. Fulton will direct traffic. 47 seconds of play here in the first quarter. Lady Spartans up 5, 11-6. Fulton still with a behind-the-back dribble in was looking for an entry pass and deflected out, bounce off Kermer. It'll stay with Hayden with 38.7 to play in quarter number one. Holton will inbound and bounce to Meyer, right elbow. In between the rings, inside the perimeter, bounce pass out to Fulton with 33. Fulton, left wing, a deep three. No, it's off the back iron and missing. Rebound picked up by DeWitt. Emporia High will get the last shot of quarter number one. One shot coming up for Emporia High. Bennett, bounce pass to Ryan Peake, left wing, against Meyer. Ryan looking to attack with 15. Ryan, and she got called for steps against Meyer, and Meyer brought the pressure, and a turnover by Emporia High as Sandstrom will check back in for Hayden as Bella Reed will sit down. And Emporia High with its sixth turnover of quarter number one. And Carolyn Dorsey mentioned it in pregame. You know, this bunch has had a good break of practices. Here's Fulton across the timeline with six. Here's a Meyer screen. Fulton left wing with three. Fulton, and she traveled with it with 2 tenths left in quarter number one. And a huge turnover by Hayden. And Emporia High will just inbound with the 2 tenths as Grunert back in for Emporia High. Fulton will sit down. But Emporia High will just inbound, and that will do it for quarter number one. They still have to inbound it. Kermer will inbound to, and that will do it as it was deflected, so it doesn't really matter. 11-6 Emporia High after one here from Hayden. Let's take a break. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Dan, let me know when Iris takes over. And then she needs to communicate.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Welcome back to Hayden as Emporia High leads it 11-6. Emporia High will have the basketball. I want to thank John North Ford for providing me with transportation to the night's game. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Emporia High with the basketball. Start quarter number two. Here is Addie Kermer. Starting five back out for both teams to start quarter number two. Here is DeWitt at the top. Lexi lost the handle and is stolen by Greco. And another turnover as the turnovers have racked up here. Grunert, left, right corner three. Oh, my, she hit it. And a big three. Grunert hit a big three in that game on December 8th. And the lead is down to two for Emporia High, 11-9, 30 seconds in. Swinging around the horn, here's Ryan Peake, left corner. And they swing over. Now here's DeWitt dribbling to her left. Now dribble handoff here is, now Kermer almost, Kermer wants a three right wing. And she swished it home! DeWitt with the assist, and that's a ValuNet Fiber three. ValuNet Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Emporia High back up five, as Kermer has five. And a foul on Emporia High in the front court. 14-9, Lady Spartans, 7:02 to play here in the first half. They're going to get Shively with a foul, her first. Team foul number one here in quarter number two. Fulton the inbound to the left of her own bucket. Ryan Peake bringing some defense as a layup missing from point blank range by Meyer. Rebound picked up by Emporia High. Here is Shively. Shively had it for a second. Now Kermer at the top. Once back to back. A deep one. No. It's off the back iron missing. Long rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Fulton. It's going to Emporia High. And it's just some good hustle there by both teams, but Fulton was the one to last touch it across the way where Carrie Hess is taking photos. and they inbound. Here's Bennett right wing. Mini dribbles it back out in between the circles. Top of the key. Here's a Ryan screen at the right wing. Shively gets it over to DeWitt left wing. Here's a Shively screen. Bounce pass to Peak. Swing it around the Kermer right wing. 6:28 to play. Here first half. Lady Spartans up 5, 14-9. Bennett left wing. Bennett will take it. Floater on the way. Didn't bank in. Rebound picked up by Meyer and a foul in backcourt on Emporia High. They're going to get Shively with her second. Team foul number two as Addison Gutierrez will check in for the first time. 5'7 senior as Shively will sit down, who just picked up number two. So now Shively and Herkins both on the bench for Emporia High with two fouls. 6:18 to play here, first half. Lady Spartans up 5, 14-9. Emporia High is led by five on three different occasions in this one here early in the going. Here's Lauren Sandstrom. Right wing, Sandstrom, skip pass. Grunert wants a three from the left wing corner, and she hit it. As Grunert has six, and it's back to a two-point game at 14-12. 5:50 to play, as Kermer was at the free throw line. She got fouled. They're going to get Greco with the foul. That's her first. Team foul number one on Hayden here in quarter number two. As Bennett will trigger in right in front of the Hayden cheerleaders. Minnie inbounds to Kermer left wing. Now Minnie with it left corner. Emil Bennett against Greco, as Greco was going to bring the defense there for a second. Bennett looking to attack in the paint. Gets out to Gutierrez. Now to DeWitt in between the circles. Now to Kermer against Fulton. Now to Emil Bennett. 5.5 to play here first half. Lady Spartans up 2 at 14-12. Ryan Peake, left wing. Now here is a right elbow shot. No, and they wave off the shot, and they call it DeWitt with steps. Turnover number 8 on Emporia High. Hayden has 7. 5:20 to play here in the second from Hayden High School in the Centennial League opener for both teams. Lady Spartans up 2 at 14-12. Remember, Emporia High did not score late in that second quarter as Sandstrom takes a three from the top of the key. It's too strong. Kermer rebound from Emporia High. Addy looking to attack against Grunner. Ryan Peake left wing. Ryan in the paint, lost it. Got her pocket pick. It is stolen by Grunert. Now Hayden can tie or take the lead on this possession. As Fulton will bring it up across the timeline, across the Wildcat at midcourt here at Hayden High School. Now the Meyer at the top, entry pass, too strong with looking for Meyer, and now Emporia High will get it as Baker and Herkins back in, as Bennett and Peake will sit down, as Bella Reed back in for Hayden, as Meyer will sit down. Meyer has not scored tonight, or Meyer has 2 points, and Sandstrom has 2 points, so the two bigs with 4 of the 12. That's a third of the Hayden points. Here's Herkins with it as Emporia High moving from right to left. Bounce pass to DeWitt, left elbow. DeWitt with a right-handed dribble. Now Tegan Baker, Tegan. And a whistle and a foul on Hayden. This will be the second team foul on the Wildcats. It will get Greco with her second. Team foul number two.
Number 30.
As Pushner back in for Greco, who just picked up number two. As Tegan Baker inbound to the right of her own bucket, inbounds to a wide open Kermer. A deep three from the right wing. Swished it home! And that's a Valunet Fiber three. Valunet Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Emporia High leads it by 5 again as Kermer has 8. 17-12 Emporia High, 4:02 to play here in the first half. Here is Lauren Sandstrom trying to drive against Kyla Herkins. Now out to Husher. Now Lauren Sandstrom. Sandstrom right baseline, bounce pass right into the hands of her Wheat State Elite teammate Addie Kermer. Gives her a little pat on the back, and they will get Sandstrom with a foul, and that'll be number two on her. Team foul number three on Hayden, and Meyer will come back in for Sandstrom, who just picked up number two. 3:44 to play here in the first half. Emporia High back up 5. Trying to look for their largest lead of the game now. Here is Kyla Herfkins. Kyla kicks out to Gutierrez, right wing. Gutierrez dribbling to her left at the top. Grunert on her. Bounce pass to DeWitt, lost the handle. Still loose, but it is a steal as by Grunert in a timeout called by Hayden. And it'll be a full. Let's go ahead and take a 30. 17-12 Emporia High. 3:25 to play here in the first half. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans.
Welcome back to Hayden. 17-12. Emporia High leads it. 3:25 to play here in quarter number two. As Emil Bennett checks in out of the timeout. As it'll be Kermer, Bennett, DeWitt, Baker, and Herfkins for Emporia High. For Hayden, it's Grunert, Fulton, Reed, Husher, and Meyer. Actually, Fulton just checked back in. Actually, Fulton was in the game. I had to correct that because she was in on the iPad. Fulton with it, left side full court, into Meyer. Meyer got bumped into, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Tegan Baker. Tegan's first, team foul number 3 on Emporia High here in quarter number 2. 3:08 to play here in the first half. Lady Spartans, this is their fourth lead of 5. And inbound, here is Meyer to Husher against Emil Bennett. Husher gets it to Meyer, got it poked away for a second. Meyer tracked it down. Here's a Hushner screen. She was down to the floor as Herkins. And now warning called on Carvel Reynoldson. Carvel Reynoldson, as Herkins went right into the back of Husher. It's a warning. It's not a technical. Our official did not signal technical. And now both these teams are going to be physical here with 2:54 to play here in the first half. This was a physical game in the Paul Terry Classic. And it's going to be a physical one again when the two teams meet in February at Emporia High. And that's a Tuesday night affair too. Fulton will inbound. Inbounds into the backcourt to Grunert. Now Fulton will direct traffic right wing here on the near side. Fulton, a behind-the-back dribble, and a foul on Emporia High. And the Hayden faithful got the foul they wanted, and they got Kyla Herkins with a foul, and Kyla just picked up number 3. Team foul number 4, and quickly off the Emporia High bench is Ryan Peake, and Herkins will sit down with number 3. This is what you're going to get from both these teams. They're both physical, and Emporia High is going to press. Here's Bella Reed, left corner, floater on the way from 15. No, rebound picked up by Bennett for Emporia High. Emporia High can go up more. They're up 17-12, 2:35 to play. Looking to slow things down here as we get close to halftime here from Hayden. Here's Tegan Baker, right elbow. Entry pass into Ryan Peake, right-handed layup, good. The assist goes to Tegan Baker. Ryan has 4, and Emporia High up 7, 19-12. Entry pass, almost stolen, but they got a foul on Baker, and Meyer will shoot 2 free throws as Hayden will shoot free throws the final 2:12 of this first half. Baker, her second, team foul number 5, and it'll be 2 free throws. Zeta Pearson, 5'6 senior, will check in for the first time. As Baker will sit down, or actually the sub will not take place. It'll take place in between the shots. And Briley Meyer, 17-11 in that matchup on December 8th. The first one on the way, good. Pearson will check in for Baker, who just picked up number 2. Meyer with 3, cuts the lead to 6. One more from Meyer, 6 foot junior. Hit them both. Meyer has four. And the lead is 19-14 for Emporia High as we near the 2 minute mark here to play in half number one of the Centennial League opener. Here's Ryan Peek, left wing, now up top to Zeta Pearson. Now to Bennett, left wing. Now to DeWitt, right elbow shot, 17 footer straight off, swished it home. Bennett with the assist, DeWitt has four, and Emporia High's back up 7, 21-14. 1:43 to play here in the first half. Here is Meyer. Meyer at the left elbow, kicks it out to Bella Reed. Skip pass to Husher, right wing. Husher looking to attack. It's to the Bella Reed, and she was taking a shot from 15, but got called for steps. As Greco will come in for Reed. And Greco playing with those two fouls. 90 seconds of play here in the first half. Lady Spartans up 7, 21-14. Looking for a signature win on the road here to start 2024. Here's Ryan Peek, left wing. Now to Zeta Pearson. Zeta looking to attack in the paint. Zeta, low post left side, and a foul on Hayden. That'll be the 14th foul on Hayden here in quarter number two. They will get Fulton with a hold. That's her second. Team foul number four. So Fulton, Sandstrom, and Greco, each with two fouls. Sandstrom will come back in for Hayden. And it'll be Husher sits down for the Wildcats. Minute 12 to play first half. Lady Spartans up 7, 21-14. Inbounds Kermer, a 19-footer from the wing left side. Fouled in the act. Kermer will shoot two free throws. Emporia High will shoot the final minute 9. As Grunert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 5, Kermer line. She's got 10 on the night. Addie's 79% from the free throw line this season. First one up is too strong for the Emporia State commit. Going to go play for Coach Brian Osterman and join former Emporia High Lady Spartan, Gracie Gilpin. Second one on the way, Kermer got one of two. Kermer with 11, 22-14 Emporia High. This is their largest lead now at 22-14. A minute to play. Fulton, a 10-footer straight on, too strong. Rebound picked up by Grunner. Grunner puts up a crazy shot. That was no good. And she will get two free throws. They will get Kermer with a foul. Addie's first. Two free throws coming up for Avery Grunner. Grunert, the first one up, is pinballing out. The Terrace will check in for Emporia High. Pearson will sit down. Reed back in. And Reagan Husher back in. Greco and Sandstrom sit down. One more for Avery Grunert. Second one on the way. Got one of two. Grunert has 7 for Hayden. And the lead is 7 for Emporia High at 22-15. 48 seconds to play here in half number one. As Emporia High, as largest lead was 8. Hayden led by as many as 7 in that game at Y Auditorium. There's Addie Kermer, left wing. Addie gets it to Gutierrez. Swinging around the right side here is DeWitt. Here's a Gutierrez screen. DeWitt lost the handle, and she will get two free throws. Foul will be on Grunert. Grunert second, and DeWitt will shoot two. DeWitt 2 for 2 on the night at the line. 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists for Bulldog Jr., the 5'5 senior. The first one for DeWitt is nothing but net. Pearson back in, bringing her in for her defense. Gutierrez will sit down, and Carvel Reynoldson will bring in Sandstrom and Greco in as Reed and Husher sit down. DeWitt, second one too strong. Rebound picked up by Meyer. Back to an 8-point lead for Emporia High. 23-15, 23 seconds to play here in half number one from Hayden High School. Riley Meyer, right wing here near side. Grunner at the top with 13. Hayden going to go for the last shot here in the first half. Hands it off to Fulton with 7. Fulton, a left-handed dribble. 4 seconds. Fulton, inbounds, almost threw it away. And Hayden did not get a shot off. And Emporia High will take a 23-15 lead as we go to the break here at Hayden High School. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. 23-15, Emporia High leads it over Hayden. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Welcome back to Hayden as Emporia High leads it 23-15 as we are in the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show with studio coordinator Iris Renteria, and I'm Dylan Sherwood here from Hayden High School in Topeka as I get out our game update on social media. So I will give you our halftime stats, and they are coming up right now, and let's go over our stats. And they are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Hayden, we'll give you some first half. I'll give you some first half thoughts here after we get stats when we take our break here during the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. First for Hayden, they got 7 from Avery Grunert, 4 from Briley Meyer, Bella Reed and Lauren Sandstrom with 2. Kalia Fulton, Reagan Hushner played but did not score. Hayden was 5 of 14 from the field in the first half. That is 36%. They were 2 of 7 from beyond the arc. That's 29%. They were 3 of 4 at the free throw line for 75%. They rebounded the ball 7 times and committed 10 turnovers. For Emporia High, they got 11 from Maddie Kermer, 5 from Lexi DeWitt, 4 from Ryan Peake, 3 from Emil Bennett. Emporia High was an even 50% at 8 of 16, and they were 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, that's 50%, and they were 4 of 6 at the free throw line, that's 67%. They rebounded the ball 11 times and had 10 turnovers in the first half. And those were your game halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. This is the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show as Emporia High leads at 23-15. When we come back, I'll give you some first half thoughts. 23-15, Emporia High leads it. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages,
Contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197 and by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Hayden High School as we get some first half thoughts here. And I can tell you this, since Hayden led 2-0, Emporia High's just taken control of this game. And, I mean, Hayden has pulled within this game close, but Emporia High's just found ways to answer here in this one. But, and like I mentioned, and you heard it in pregame with Coach Dorsey, this is, you got to have that energy. The Lady Spartans need to have that energy and that fire they had in that game against Great Bend, because you have an 8-point lead right now. And Hayden had a 7-point lead, almost went gone in that game, a game back on December 8th. Because remember, Emporia High pulled within one late in that ball game. But now how do the Lady Spartans make some halftime adjustments here at the break, as Emporia High already back out shooting? So that is the case here. Only one area game happening tonight in involving an area team. It's Osage City at Central Heights. It's a pretty light schedule here to start the new year. There's only one Centennial League doubleheader besides our games here at Hayden, and it's Washburn Rule at Junction City. And the Junction City boys are pretty good. Even though no Michael Boganowski, who departed that semester to go to Oklahoma, well, I can tell you this, Junction City, they cracked the rankings before Christmas, but they are going to be a handful next Friday night when the Lady Spartans and Spartans go to the Blue Jay Event Center in Junction City. And remember, the next three of the four of the next, including the night, there are four doubleheaders left before the two teams split for the midseason tournaments. Got Topeka High coming up on Friday at Spartan Gymnasium. The next Tuesday, a non-conference doubleheader at Paola. And then back in the Centennial League play at Junction City next Friday night. And then the two teams will split, and the girls will play a very big game at Spartan Gymnasium against Manhattan before the Glacier's Edge tournament. Then the boys will go to El Dorado for the Blue Stem Classic. And then the following week, Emporia High, the boys will play Manhattan at home. And then we'll have the Glacier's Edge tournament. And that'll be a very good field as well. So this has been the Long Bine Oil Plaza Halftime Show. The third quarter is next. Lady Spartans lead it 23-15. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Hayden, Dylan Troyd with you, and with studio coordinator Iris Renteria back in Emporia. Fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. And can't listen to the game? Follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. And once again, I want to thank John North Ford for providing me with transportation to tonight's game. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. It's the starting five back for both teams. It's Gruner, Greco, Fulton, Santrum, Meyer, as Hayden in their home whites with the navy lettering and the navy trim. Hayden across the chest, moving from right to left. Emporia High in the road blacks, white lettering and white and red trim. And it's their starting five. Entry pass it as Gruner was trying to feed it into Santrum, but it went right into the hands of A.J. Shively. Emporia High moving from left to right. It's Shively, Bennett, Peak, DeWitt, Kermer. For Emporia High, here's Shively. Now bounce pass over to Ryan Peak, right wing. Ryan looking to feed it. Kermer, left wing. Addy looking to attack. Got called for steps at the left wing. Turnover number 11 on Emporia High in this ball game. Kermer's got 11, and now Emporia High will get back on defense, up 8. 23-15, this is their second lead of 8 in this contest. Here is Riley Meyer, left baseline. Meyer needs some help. Bounce pass to Gruner. Gruner got it blocked by Kermer. And the Emporia High faithful to our right, my right. And they will, as Gruner will shoot two free throws as Kermer picks up her second, her second personal foul. Team foul number one, Gruner to the line. Gruner leading scorer for Hayden here tonight at 7, now as 8, as she makes the first. And to try to cut this to 6. A second one away, too strong. Long rebound, chased down, and out of bounds to Hayden. And the Emporia High faithful didn't love it. And it'll stay with Hayden. I believe it was touched by DeWitt. 7:07 play here in the third. 23-16 Emporia High. Fulton, the baseball pass into the back, into front court. Here is Meyer, now Greco with it. Now to Gruner, right wing. Gruner needs some help. Now with a left-handed dribble at the free throw line. Emporia High fans want to travel. Meyer against Ryan Peak. Spin move from Meyer. Meyer in the paint. Kicks it out. Gruner, left corner, a three. No, it's an air ball. Rebound Sandstrom, and they got called for step. And a turnover by Hayden. And for Hayden, that is their 12th turnover. 6:44 to play here in the third in this one. 7-point Emporia High lead at 23-16. Addy Kermer across the timeline as Emporia High moving from left to right. Ryan Peak at the low post. Now to Kermer. Kermer left-handed hook shot. No, rebound picked up by Greco. And here comes Hayden. A 2-on-2. Greco lost the handle. Got it back. And they're going to get a foul on Emporia High. I believe Kermer was in the vicinity, but no, it's on Shively. That's her second, or no, that's her third, team foul number two here in quarter number three, and the fouls are continuing to rack up. Shively's got three. Herpkins has three. As Greco will bring it up the floor. If Emporia High wins this game, rubber matches February 6th. Meyer, low post left side, missed the bunny. The rebound goes to Kermer. Here's Bennett at the top, Ryan screen, Peak, right elbow, shot fake. Ryan looking to attack, takes it to the cup, got fouled from behind by Meyer. Meyer with her first personal foul. Team foul number one on Hayden. Ryan Peak will shoot two free throws. Ryan on the season, 47%. First one up is too strong, but it got the bounce. How big of a bounce is that for Ryan? And remember, Ryan went to the free throw line a lot in that game back on December 8th at White. Second one for Ryan, she hit two. Ryan Peak with six. And now Emporia High with its largest lead of the night at 25-16 as Fulton lost the handle. It's stolen by Emporia High and a foul in front court on Hayden. And you can tell the momentum is keeping on Emporia High's end. And they will get Gruner with her third personal foul. It should be second team foul on Hayden. They put it on Emporia High and a steal on the inbounds as Greco to the cup right side. And the bunny missed. Rebound as Sandstrom and Bennett to the floor, and they got a foul. So they're going to get Emil Bennett with a foul from behind. Minnie with her second. It is the third team foul on Emporia High. Inbounds, Meyer right-handed layup is crawling off. She got her own rebound, though. And Fulton missed from 15. Rebound picked up by Shively on a foul. And Carolyn Dorsey wants a timeout. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here. What an interesting sequence here at Hayden High School in the first 2 minutes and 25 seconds of this third quarter. And it's a 30-second timeout, and Carolyn Dorsey drawing things up to my right. A good crowd here in the 2024 opener for both these teams. Good Emporia High contention here behind us in the bleachers in the upper level. And then there's a very good size Emporia High contention. A lot of basketball parents to my right here at Hayden. And they're going to bring the energy. I remember being up here last February when, especially in the boys' game, this is going to be that kind of a doubleheader night here from Hayden. Here is DeWitt at the right elbow. DeWitt lost the handle. DeWitt lost it. It's stolen by Greco. And they did adjust the fouls as Sandstrom almost lost it out of bounds. And Ryan Peake bumped into Sandstrom. That's Ryan's first. That's the 14th foul on Emporia High here in quarter number three. And you do not want to have Hayden shoot free throws with about 5 minutes left in this quarter. Fulton the trigger in, a baseball pass, Greco left corner, a three. No, it's an air ball. Rebound picked up by Ryan Peake. Corey I looking to go to the bucket. Here's Shively, kicks it out to Kermer, right wing, Greco's on her. Swing it left side to Bennett. Bennett to reset. Another five to play here in the third. 9-point Corey I lead, and Bennett's pass was intended for Shively and stolen by Greco. Greco to the cup left side, and she laid it in. Norma Greco has her first points of the night. And Hayden is back within seven. 25-18. 4:40 to play here in quarter number three. Kermer kicks it out. Ryan Peake left wing shot faked on a three. Lost it for a second. It's loose on the floor. Goes in the backcourt. Fulton got it. And now it is picked up by Greco. And still loose as a Hayden pass. As Fulton was trying to get to Greco, and it stays with Hayden. Herfkins and Baker back in. Peake and Shively sit down. Husher back in for Hayden. Fulton will sit down. Oh, my. Both these teams being sloppy with the basketball here early in the second half. And Hayden will shoot free throws the final 4:21 of this third quarter. And they will get Baker with her third. Team foul number five. And Avery Gruner will shoot two free throws. Hayden will shoot the final 4:21 of quarter number three as Emporia High at the foul limit. First one crawling in for Husher, who's got nine. As Fulton's at the table. Gruner looking to cut it to five, and she hits them both. And it's a five-point game. Hayden with the last four. Fulton will come in for Gruner, who is the leading scorer for this Hayden team here in this contest. 25-20. Emporia High still up front. They need a basket here. Hayden has scored the last 4 points. Emporia High led by as many as nine. swinging around to DeWitt left corner. DeWitt now to Kermer at the top. Addy, spin move. Addy to the cup left side, lays it up and in. She took it to the cup and delivered. Kermer with 13 and Emporia High with the answer. Emporia High back up 7, 27-20. 3:50 to play here in quarter number 3. Sandstrom, low post left, right side, took it to the cup and laid it in over her club teammate, Addy Kermer. Lauren Sandstrom with 4, back to a 5-point lead for the Lady Spartans. 27-22. Emporia High, 3:33 to play in quarter number 3. Baker wants a 3 from the left wing, and she drained it home! That's a Value Net Fiber 3. Value Net Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. 8-point lead. Sandstrom missed the bunny. Right side, rebound Kermer. And Carvel Reynoldson, did he get a time as two of our officials are going to talk? Kermer got the rebound. And a technical foul has been called on Hayden. Did they get Carvel Reynoldson?
He's been crying the whole game.
Carvel Reynoldson, year number 3. And Addy Kermer will shoot 2 free throws. I got to get that in the iPad. The first one is up and good for Kermer, who's got 14 looking for 15. Kermer, the second one for a 10-point lead. Yes. Kermer hits 2 free throws, and it's a 10-point Emporia High lead at 32-22, and they will get the basketball as well. And Gutierrez will come in for Bennett after the free throws. What a possession as Carvel Reynoldson got teed up. He got teed up in the first game, too. He got a warning early in the first quarter in this game. 10-point Emporia High lead. Carolyn Dorsey mentioned it in my pregame conversation. If they win this game by double digits, it's a big win. And a foul on Hayden. They're going to get Sandstrom with the inside. And that's Sandstrom's 3rd, 13 foul.
Number 5, Lauren Sandstrom.
The momentum is just continuing to stay on Emporia High's side here in this one. Inbounds to Kermer at the top. Kermer to the cup left side. Hook shot good from 10. Kermer taking over. She's got 17. And Emporia High's up 12. 34-22. Fulton traveled with the ball as she was trying to go up. And Emporia High has the momentum and the fire here in the Centennial League opener for both teams. And Emporia High up 12. 34-22. 3 minutes of play. Here in quarter number 3, here is Kermer at the top. Addy taking control. Here's DeWitt left wing. Bounce pass to Gutierrez, left side full court, and they're going to get a reach in on Meyer. And Emporia High will shoot free throws. It is the 15th foul. And that will be Meyer's 2nd, team foul number 5 on Hayden. And it'll be Gutierrez to shoot 2. The first one is good. Gutierrez, 67%. As Reed will come in for Fulton for Hayden. As Bennett and Peek back in. As Baker and Herkins sit down. One more for Gutierrez. Hit them both. Big free throws from the 5'7 senior. 14-point Emporia High lead at 36-22. 9-0 Spartan run. Here's Husher, a 3. Swished it home, right corner. Husher ends the dry spell. It's down to 11. 36-25 Emporia High. 2:23 to play here in quarter number 3. Remember, Emporia High had a 5-point advantage at 27-22 and then went on that run. Here is Bennett right wing. Bounce pass to Gutierrez in between the rings. DeWitt wants a 3 from the left wing. It pinballs in! And that's a Value Net Fiber 3. Value Net Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. DeWitt has 8. 14-point Emporia High lead, 39-25. 1:53 to play in quarter number 3. Meyer to the cup right side. No, she'll get 2 free throws.
Number 25.
Foul is on DeWitt. That'll be her first.
DeWitt.
And two free throws from Briley Meyer, who has four. The first one is good. It rims in. One more coming up for Briley Meyer. 5 points. Hayden, their bigs only combined tonight as Meyer has six. Between Meyer and Sandstrom, 10 of the 27. It's been Gruner tonight. She's got 10 to lead the way. It's a 12-point Emporia High lead at 39-27. And whistles in the backcourt. Timeout, Carolyn Dorsey. Let's see what they indicate. Timeout, Emporia High. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here. I want to thank John North Ford for providing me with transportation to tonight's game. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50 in Emporia. .145 to play in quarter number three. Lady Spartans lead at 39-27. Hayden's only lead in this game was 2-0. And Emporia High, once they got the lead, they've been able to control this game. And I remember Hayden pulled within five here in the third quarter, and then Emporia High had that little run, and then Carvel Reynoldson got a technical, and the momentum is just kind of just continuing to swing for the visitors from Emporia High in this one. Here's DeWitt, a one-on-one. DeWitt, low post left side, kicks it out to Ryan Peake. Now the mill bend in between the circles at the top of the key. Emporia High leads it by 12 at 39-27, led by as many as 14 in this game. Here's Addie Kermer, who has got 17 on the night. And Kermer got it deflected off Greco. And they got Greco. And Greco said all ball. And Kermer will shoot two. Greco with her third. Kermer will shoot two. Kermer with 17 on the night. Kermer looking to have a strong 2024, and this is a good start as the first one is nothing but net for Addie. 18 for her. Gutierrez will sit down. Pearson in. One more for Kermer to try to push this back to 14. This does not feel like a 14-point game in my mind. Kermer hits the second. Kermer has 19. Lead is 14 for the Lady Spartans. 41-27. 1:10 to play here in the third. It's been a long third quarter here at Hayden. Here's Gruner, left wing in the Meyer, low post left side. Turnaround hook shot is up and good. Meyer's got eight, and Meyer with a bucket. It's back to a 12-point lead. 41-29 Emporia High, 53 seconds to play. And corner number three, in the Zeta Pearson. Low post left side, missed a bunny, but she will get two free throws. Foul will be on Reed. That'll be her first. And Zeta Pearson has not attempted a free throw this season. First one up is too hard. That's not the broadcaster's jinx, because Zeta last year, I didn't have it on my notes. I didn't have a second one for Zeta. Got it. She got one of two. Zeta with her first point of the night. She has a career high against Hayden. That happened last year. 42-29. Emporia High and a steal by Lady Spartans. DeWitt with it. Now here's Kermer, right wing, up behind the back dribble. Here's Bennett at the top. Minnie will dribble it back out with 30 as Emporia High may be going for one here. 25 seconds. Husher on Bennett. Here near side, right wing for Minnie. Spin move for Bennett. Bennett going to take control. 17 seconds. And he's going to go play at Baker for soccer this coming fall. Here's a Ryan screen. 9 seconds. DeWitt at the top. Now Zeta Pearson with it. 5 seconds. Kermer with a jumper on the way. Oh, my. She hit it. She hit it from 13. Kermer with 21. And Emporia High with its largest lead now at 44-29 at the end of the third quarter here from Hayden. Let's take a break. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at Emporia.edu.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValueNet Fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 a month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High leads it by 15, 44-29 over the second-ranked team in 3A. And Emporia High looking to get a little revenge here tonight on the Hayden Wildcats after Hayden won the Paul Terry Classic with that victory over Emporia High. Starting five back out for both teams to start quarter number four. Here's Kermer at the top with a hot hand, 21 for the Emporia future Lady Hornet. For Coach Brian Osterman, Ryan Peake lost it, still loose, goes in the backcourt, it was deflected. Emporia High got it, and they need to get in the front court. Here's Shively and got bumped into by Sandstrom. And for Sandstrom, that's number four. And that is on Sandstrom.
Number five, Lauren Sandstrom.
Sandstrom with 4 points tonight. And that is Sandstrom's fourth personal foul. Team foul number one here in quarter number four. 15-point Emporia High lead, 44-29. 7:23 remaining. This is a big game. It's going to be a big game towards the Centennial League standings. In the Kermer, low post right side. She hit it again, and Kermer has 23. And she is six away from her career high. I don't know if it's going to happen, but Kermer has 23. 46-29, Emporia High up 17. A minute into quarter number four. Here's Meyer in the paint. Meyer hook shot, no. Ryan Peake is going to be called with a foul, and Meyer will shoot two. Foul is on Ryan Peake. That is her second. Team foul number one. Here in quarter number four, Meyer will go to the line. 8 points and four rebounds. Make it nine as she made the front end of the two-shot foul. I want to thank John North Ford for providing me with transportation to tonight's game. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Greco back in for Bella Reed. One more for Meyer. That one's too strong. Off the back iron and missing. Rebound Shively. 16-point Emporia High lead, 46-30. 6:44 remaining in this game. Emporia High looking to extend their winning streak to four with a win here tonight. And then Hayden's five-game start. Here's Kermer with a floater. It's short. The rebound picked up by Meyer for Hayden. As Emporia High just taking control of this game. Greco kicks out. Gruner wants a three from the left wing. It's rimming out. Kermer with a rebound for Emporia High. Neil Bennett brings it up the floor. 6:10 to play. Lady Spartans up 16. Emporia High looking like they're going to be 6-1 on the season and 1-0 in the Centennial League. Get a big win here on the road. Here's Shively. Kicks it out to Emil Bennett, who will dribble it back in between the circles. A big mismatch for Minnie as Myers on her. Here is Shively against Grunert. And Shively got fouled by Grunert. And for Grunert, that's her fourth. Team foul number two on Hayden here in quarter number four. Remember, the rubber match now. Emporia High hangs on. It's February 6th in Spartan Gymnasium. And what a game that's going to be in February. Where will these two teams be record-wise? Bennett gets to the Ryan Peak left baseline. Out to Bennett at the top. Emporia High probably going to play with some, try to wind some clock down. And a foul on Santrum, and she's done. Lauren Santrum, the future Rockhurst Hawk, just fouled out of the ball game with 5:20 to play. And Husher will come in for her. And Lauren Santrum was big in that first matchup. And the Hayden Lady Wildcats will be out there the final 5:20. It's a 16-point Emporia High lead. Inbounds to Bennett. Emporia High moving from right, left to right, moving to the basket to my right. The view it here courtside at Hayden. Here's DeWitt to the cup. Right side, they're going to get a block on Husher. For Husher, that is her first 14 foul on Hayden. And DeWitt will shoot two. DeWitt has eight, looking to become the second Lady Spartan in double figures here tonight. First one for Bulldog Jr., nothing but net. Nine for DeWitt, looking for 10. DeWitt looking to get in double figures for the second consecutive game, and she hit them both. 10 points for Lexi DeWitt. And Emporia High leads it by 18, 48-30. 5 minutes of play. Greco to the cup, left side, no good. Rebound picked up by Ryan Peak. Ryan just picked up her second rebound of the night. Bennett lost a handle. It's picked up by Husher. Husher fouled at midcourt on, I believe that's Shively at midcourt, and it is AJ. AJ's fourth. Only the second team foul on him. Emporia High here in quarter number four. This is a big win for Emporia High. They're 4:46 away from 6-1 and 1-0 in the Centennial League. As I see former Emporia High Lady Spartan Rebecca Snyder about to come into the gym. Now playing her ball up here in Topeka at Washburn. And has actually been starting at Washburn as of late. The ball was out of bounds, last touch by Emporia High. It'll stay with Hayden as Baker will come in for Shively, who just picked up number four. I'll tell you what, this is a big win for Emporia High after losing by five to this team on December 8th. Meyer with a 13-footer straight away. No. Rebound picked up by Ryan Peak, her third board. 18-point Emporia High lead, 48-30. Carolyn Dorsey going to like this. Ryan Peak, low post left side, got it blocked by Meyer. Rebound, Ryan. And it's out of bounds off Meyer. It'll stay with Hayden with 4:20 a play. Or it actually stayed with Emporia High. My correction. Bennett to trigger in. Inbounds to Kermer, right wing here on the near side. And Kermer got fouled by Greco. And Greco just picked up her fourth. And that is the 15th foul on Hayden. And Kermer will shoot two more. Kermer with 23 on the night. The first one is good. 24 for the future Lady Hornet, looking for number 25. If Kermer hits the second, it's a 20-point lead. A second one on the way, she hit them both. What a night for Kermer. She's got 25. Timeout Hayden. It's a full. Let's go ahead and take a 30. 4:18 to play. Lady Spartans up 20, 50-30. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Welcome back to Hayden. This does not feel like a 20-point game in my mind. This was a 27-22 Emporia High lead in that third quarter. And since that, Emporia High has outscored Hayden 23-8. Since that 27-22, that 5-point lead about midway through the third quarter. So, like I said, 23-8 run for the Lady Spartans since that 5-point advantage. For Emporia High, it's DeWitt, Bennett, Peak, Baker, and Kermer. for Hayden. It is Husher, Fulton, Grunert, Greco, and Meyer. And Hayden with the ball out of the timeout. Norma Greco will bring it up here near side. Across the timeline, bounce past the Meyer low post. Kicks it out. Greco left corner, a three. Yes.
3 point.
Meyer with the assist, and Norma Greco has five. 17-point Emporia High lead at 50-33. 4 minutes left in this one. And hand Hayden their first loss. And Hayden gets Washburn Rule coming up, and a steal by Hayden. Here's Fulton, low post left side, gets off to Grunert. Right-handed layup is good.
2 point.
Grunert has 12. And it's a 15-point Emporia High lead, and Emporia High cannot push the gas pedal off as Hayden has scored the last five. In the last about 45 seconds. Here's Bennett, kicks it out to Ryan Peak, right wing. Ryan bounced past to Kermer, low post. And Kermer got fouled, and Kermer's going to get two more. Husher is the guilty party. Husher, her second. Kermer will get two more. Kermer has 25. Looking for 26 and 27. And the first one is too strong. Kermer's still looking for 26. Herfkins will come back in for Peak. Kermer still looking for 26 here. I'm going to push this back to 16. Second one for Addy. Nothing but net. Kermer with 26. Shively back in for Baker. 3:20 a play. All Lady Spartans in this one. And a big road win to start 2024 for the Lady Spartans here tonight. And Topeka High comes to Emporia High on Friday night. And that is a very different Topeka High team. In the Meyer, Meyer low post left side, Meyer in the paint, lays it up right side, good, and the foul, got the hoop and the arm. Meyer has 11, and now looking for number 12, and Herfkins just picked up her fourth. Team foul number three, Meyer will shoot one, it's a 14-point game. The free throw is nothing but net for Meyer. She's got 12.
Timeout,
Hayden. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here. Once again, I want to thank John North Ford for providing me with transportation to tonight's game up the turnpike to Topeka. And if you're in the market for a new or used truck or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Once this game is over, I will go over our game stats and pick a play and player of the game here from Hayden, and then we'll get ready for a very interesting boys game here in just a little bit. And I talked to Coach Baldwin today and said the guys are ready to go, and you'll hear his pregame comments here in just a little bit. But told me first practice back from the holiday break, not the best one, but I feel like they're ready to go here with their second road test of the season. As Emporia High will get it, as it was deflected here right at midcourt, it'll stay with Emporia High. It is Bennett, Kermer, Shively, Herfkins, DeWitt. For Hayden, it's Grunert, Fulton, Greco, Usher, and Meyer. And Emporia High going to try to play keep away here. Here is Shively, left side full court, bounce pass to Herfkins. Herfkins lost it, got it back. Jump ball is called, and the possession arrow is going to Hayden on the possession arrow. And for Emporia High tonight, that is turnover number 19. Remember, only had nine against Great Bend. That's Ryan Peak back in for Herfkins. Emporia High really hasn't played many tonight. Haven't really gone deep into the bench. No Demia Zapata. No Taylor Cunningham. And a steal as Grunert lost it. Stolen by Kermer. Another forced turnover by Emporia High in this one. Emil Bennett in front court now, in between the circles. It's Carvel Reynoldson trying to direct his defense. Shively got bumped into by Pusher. Pusher with her third and two free throws for Shively. And Shively will look to try to get into the scorebook here tonight. AJ, 83% at 5 of 6. For AJ, the first one up is good. You look in what Alexa Shively does for this team, averaging just 4 points and three rebounds. She has three rebounds on the night along with that first free throw, and the second one is too strong. Rebound picked up by Greco. 14-point Emporia High lead, 52-38. 2 minutes to play. Here's Fulton with the basketball, a left-handed dribble here at the top. Now the Husher. Skip pass Greco, right wing, a deep three. No, it's an air ball. Rebound picked up by Fulton. And she'll dribble it back out to the right side. And she'll take a deep three from 30. No. Rebound, Meyer. Put back, good. Riley Meyer has 14 and 6. And it's a 12-point game. 52-40. 90 seconds to go. And Meyer fouled Ryan Peek from behind. Meyer, her third. Two free throws coming up for Ryan Peek with a minute 28 left in this one. Ryan with six on the night. First one for Ryan is too strong. Ryan looking for a 7 point with the second one. Oh, a 12-point game. This game was 20. And Hayden's currently on a 10-2 run since that 20-point lead. Second one too strong for Ryan. Rebound, Meyer. Hayden still in it. Greco left wing. Hayden. Greco to the cup right side, missed the bunny. Rebound picked up by Bennett. Trying to get the easy shot there. If Emporia High can still come out of this one with a double-digit win, it's going to be a win in Carolyn Dorsey's book. But, of course, yeah, the 20-point lead, and then let Hayden go on a 10-2 run. Another minute to play. Ladies' Spartans up 12. Bounce pass to Bennett, left side full court. And Fulton reached in. 50.6 left.
Going to line from sports number five.
And Bennett will try to get more points on the board. Now it's on Fulton. That's her third. Fulton has not scored tonight, averaging just 11 points. First one for Minnie is good. Bennett has four. She had a big three early in this game. It feels like forever ago. Minnie looking for her fifth point, and that one too strong. And Meyer grabs another rebound. 53-40. Emporia High, 44 seconds to play. Meyer straight on a three. It rimmed out. Rebound, Bennett. And Emporia High, 35 seconds away from winning this one. And the Emporia High faithful can feel it. The juices have been in this one, in the Lexi DeWitt. DeWitt trying to dribble it back out to the right corner, and they're going to get an intentional foul on Gruner. For Gruner, that's her fifth. It's going to be free throws no matter what. They're going to It's an intentional foul on Gruner, and she just fouled out. And Addie Kermer just gave the biggest high five to Alexa Shively. And DeWitt will shoot two free throws with 20.2 left. Foul is on Gruner, just fouled out. Fulton will, or Reed will come back in with 20.2. They're going to empty the lane with 20 seconds left. First one for DeWitt is good. She's got 11, and she is 2 points away from tying a career high. She's going to get one more. Second one way too strong. Well, still, Emporia High can just dribble this one out. 20.2 left. Kermer will inbound to the left her own coach. Inbounds to Bennett. Minnie is going to kick it out to DeWitt. They're not going to take a shot. They're going to dribble out this final 10 seconds. Down goes number 2 and 3A. Sweet redemption for the Emporia High Lady Spartans as they pick up a 54-40 win over Hayden and hand the Wildcats their first loss of the season, snapping a 5-game winning streak, and Emporia High extends their winning streak to 4, and they start 2024 on a high note with a 54-40 victory over Hayden here tonight, and they are 1-0 in the Centennial League, a big win for the Lady Spartans. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go over stats, pick a play of the game, and our player of the game. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball. That's the Lady Spartans winning 54-40. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.